Hi, Luvinas, and I tell you how our trip was to Mexico and mostly my experience. It was interesting going to Mexico for the first time, and I enjoyed camping and hearing the coyotes at night. I was happy to make new friends and that God was able to minister me to the children. I was especially touched when one of the children hugged me and said, "Amigo." It warmed my heart to be nominated as the Barnabas team. The Barnabas team is given to those who go above and beyond in serving. It felt good to be given this award because I thought there were others, people more deserving. I thought the Mexican food was very good. I hope to be able to go next year. Now I'd like to introduce Emily.
Hello again. I'm going to introduce myself a little bit more. My name is Emily Raymer. I am 17, and I just graduated from Santa Clara High School. Today I'm here to share a little bit about my experience growing up in this church. I've known most of the youth here my whole life. I started here in the preschool classroom when I was 3 years old. I don't really remember much from then because I was so young, but I do remember when I switched classrooms and joined Mr. Bill's class. I was so excited to come every Sunday and be in his classroom because he would always make the stories very interactive and he had fun games for us. And the thing that I remember most from his class is Scruffy, which was his puppet, the dog. Getting older, we switched classrooms, we switched teachers, but the thing that I liked is that didn't switch was the amazing friends that I have made, and we switched classes together. During the summer, there was a group of us that would always go to Redwood Glen, and Redwood Glen is basically a Christian summer camp that is a week long for younger kids, and basically to get to know more about God and play games, go creek stomping, and you also get away from your parents for a week. But just kidding, I always got homesick the last 2 days. Then middle school came around. Middle school, I was really excited about it, but nervous at the same time, moving up to the classroom that all the kids wanted to be in, which is the youth room. I was very nervous to be going into the group with the older kids because I didn't know them as well as I knew the kids that I was in the same grade with. And my first Thursday night of youth group was at Jerry and Sharon's house for a pool party. I definitely felt welcomed after having to do a belly flop into their pool. And then about a year later, I was testing for my black belt in karate. I stopped coming to church because I was going 7 days a week for training, and it was just crazy. I didn't have the time to come because I was always at the studio. And during that time, I felt like I was slowly drifting away from God. And I just didn't feel right. And then when I came back to youth group and to church on Sundays, I just didn't feel like I was in the right place. I felt like I wasn't welcomed. Like, I had no idea what they were talking about in youth group because I had missed so much. And then a couple weeks later came snow camp. And so I decided to go on the winter retreat with the youth group. And the speaker that weekend was talking about kingdom of self and kingdom of God. And basically, he asked if any of us wanted to ask God into our hearts or follow God for the rest of our lives to stand up. I wanted to stand up really bad, but I felt like I would look weird being the only one standing up. I felt like everybody would be staring at me, which they would be, but that's okay. Then as I was thinking that, the speaker said, if you can't stand up in a small group of people, what makes you think you're going to be able to stand up in a big group of people? So I thought about it a little bit more, and I decided to stand up because I wanted to take it a step further and follow God for the rest of my life and make that change. And so I talked to a mentor a little bit afterwards, after that chapel. And when I came back, I made a meeting with Pastor Jenny to be baptized. And that summer, at my second youth Sunday, I was baptized. I definitely felt a lot closer to God than I already was. Then my high school years came. And my high school years weren't all the best for me. My freshman year, my brother left for the military to join the army. And me and my brother have a really close relationship, so it was really hard to watch him leave. I wasn't focusing on my grades or anything, wasn't focusing on school, and my grades dropped. And then the end of my freshman year, one of my good friends committed suicide. And that just tore me to pieces. Going on, I just didn't want to be a part of anything, didn't want to leave my house, didn't want to hang out with anybody. My junior year, I lost my grandfather, and I was really close with him, so it was really hard being there when he died. And then my senior year, I lost another one of my good friends in a car accident. And just throughout those years, I learned to never take anything for advantage. All your friendships or anything. And then, like, during my high school years, I went to Mexico, as you can see, that's last summer, or this summer. And it definitely helped with a lot, just being out there, teaching the little ones more about God and just helping bring them closer to God. And now I'm here today on my last youth Sunday. I have to say we do have an amazing junior high and high school group, and I truly love them. And I have a little message for the mentors. Jerry, Andrew, Mary, Kim and Matt, Kirsten and Mark. And Karina, yeah. I just want to say thank you to you guys. You guys have always been there for me and helped me through everything. Not only for me, but for the whole youth group. And I really appreciate everything that you do for the church. And I'm really blessed to call you guys my mentors. And I can't wait to see what God has in store for me. Thank you. Now I'd like to introduce Victoria.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Victoria. So most of you don't know me just because I'm new to this church. I'm 17, going to Pastor Rich's favorite school, University of Oregon. No, I know he likes it. For those of you that might know me or don't know me, you might remember that you made a prayer blanket from my mom a couple of weeks ago because she has cancer, and she wasn't supposed to make it. And with your guys' prayers, she made it through. So I want to say thank you for all those prayers. My family very much appreciates it. And so I'm going to talk to you about my journey towards this church. So I grew up Catholic, you know, the whole shebang, baptism, communion, altar, boy and girl is, yeah, and being a little kid in Catholic Church is really difficult because there's so many big words, and I just didn't know what was going on, so I would just sit there, and I just didn't feel a connection to God at all. And about the time I was 8, we kind of stopped going to church, and I really didn't know why, but I didn't really ask. So, you know, we started going fewer times until we just stopped going. And I didn't go to church for about 7 years. And, you know, that was like the last thing in my mind. Until May 13th, 2012, my mom was diagnosed with neuroendocrine carcinoma cancer, which is also known as pancreatic cancer. I am at the age of 15, you know, the only thing you want is your mom. You know, you might be like, you might fight with your mom all the time, but you know, sometimes you just want your mom. You want your mom to hold you. And my mom couldn't do that. My mom was really, really, really sick. And I just didn't know what to do. God was the last thing on my mind until many of you know Amber. Amber invited me to come to youth group one Wednesday, and everyone was just so welcoming. It was so new to me. I didn't know how to react, and I was just overwhelmed, and I started crying. But all the mentors and the youth group were so nice to me. I can't even like express how much I want to thank all of you, especially Amber, for bringing me here and making me feel so welcome. You guys are like my second family. And I just felt I could be with God and not have to fake whatever. I could pray and not feel judged and all. And while we were rehearsing on a Friday, I was talking about my grandmother. And actually, she passed on Friday, July 11th, 2014. So about 2 days ago. You know, they told me the time, and I was thinking back to where I was, and I was in church singing. And I was singing When Oceans Rise, and it just made a lot of sense, you know? And you know what? God called her name. She followed him. Her soul went into his arms, and now they're together. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about my Fava, which means grandma in Portuguese. I miss her. You know, I really miss her. I'm sorry. I feel guilty for not being able to say goodbye before they took her, because she passed at home. My grandfather took off her necklace and that's mine. So, you know, every time I look at it or I feel it around my neck, I just know she's with me. And I, you know, sometimes I'm just frustrated at God, but I know God wanted me to be at church when that happened. He didn't want me to see her suffer or anything. He wanted me to be here in church where I could be with him praying that he would take her home, and he did. Yeah, I prayed the night before that, you know, God, if she's suffering, I want you to just take her soul and bring her home and bring her to her son that died and be with her family. And I was just so shocked when my parents came out of that car and told me that she was gone. And I just didn't know what to think except just be angry. But God had me here, and I'm thankful for that. Sometimes I wish I spent more time with her, but, you know, I feel like God had me with her for the time that he needed me to be with her. And I miss her a lot, you know. And every time I miss her, I think of God, and I pray to God that, you know, he has her in his hands, and he's just taking care of her. And yeah, it's hard. And I was looking through my Bible last night, and I found a verse, Matthew 6, verse, line 34. Therefore, do not worry for tomorrow has enough of its own worries. Today is sufficient for itself. You know, I try not to worry about tomorrow or the next day or the next year, what's going to happen when I'm gone in college. You know, I try, and sometimes if I can't do it, you know, I just go in my room, I pray to God. God, just help me get through the day. you know, help me not think about what's going to happen tomorrow, not worry about my grandfather and my sister and my dad. So I just love that verse, and I just wanted to share it with you guys. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all these people here today. I want to thank you for all their prayers they have sent towards our family. I leave this at your feet. I know you know what's going to happen before we're even born. I just want you to know that I love you. We love you. We just want to follow you. Even though we don't want to lose our loved ones, we do. And I just pray that everyone in heaven is free and happy and just watching over us. And I want to thank you for all these people here today. In the name of the Father, amen.